Good to know that people been praying for you before you even arrive. Isn't it good to know that you're at a place where people have been praying for you all week long? Amen. All week long. And so what I want you to do for all of those that have been with me in our prayer closet praying all week long, I want you to give them a hand. Amen. Amen. Because they've labored. They labored for you. Amen. Amen. Before we do our scripture reading, just want everyone in the foyer back there to take your seats. If you grab everyone in the foyer and take your seats, because it's distractions. Amen. Amen. Distractions. And we know that the enemy brings about distractions. So all those folks out there need to quickly take their seats in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to share with you a passage of scripture, found in St. Mark chapter 16. St. Mark chapter 16. And my task today is to get it to fall off the pages of the scriptures into your heart. Amen. Fall off the pages of scripture into your heart so that the word of God and the plan of God will be activated in our lives. Again, if we can get all of the folks in the back to come on in real quickly. This is Resurrection Sunday. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Had it not been for the resurrection, people of God, the Bible says that we will be life most miserable people. Amen. Any miserable folks in the house this morning, just wave your hands like that. Amen. 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 So we have no miserable folks in the house. So since you guys are not miserable and you guys are excited and joyful, I'm going to give you an assignment real quickly here. On the count of three, I'm going to find out if you're miserable or not. On the count of three. And the reason why I'm using number three, because the Bible tells us that it was on the third day. On the third day, Jesus rose. So on the first day, nothing happened. On the second day, number two, nothing happened. But on the third day, something happened. And the people of God shouted, amen. Look with me in our scriptures here at Luke chapter 16, Mark 16, beginning at verse 1. The Bible says when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Come on, read along with me. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? Back it up one more time. You notice they were wondering, because what was before them was something massive, something that no man could possibly do. And in our lives sometimes, our situations and our circumstances sometimes to us appear to be so massive that in our minds that no one, no person, no man can help us to get through it. Next verse. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Stop right there. So often in our lives, we have been delivered. We have been set free, but we don't know it. And so part of my task today is to convince you, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that the stones in your life has already rolled away. Next verse. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed or afraid. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the woman went up and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. May the Lord God have a blessing to the reading of the Word of God as we honor the Scriptures, honor His sacred Scriptures to the people of God, realizing that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. This morning I want to speak into you a message I've entitled, Life Without Limits. Life Without Limits. What is limiting you today to go to the next level, to be all that you can be? What is limiting you today to accomplish your greatest dream? What is holding you back? What is keeping you from all you intend to become and for doing all you long to accomplish? There was a commercial some time ago by Capital One Credit Card ads where the agent was saying, no, no, no. You know, you're applying for credit and the denial come back simply saying, no, no, no. I'm sure nobody in here have experienced that before. Amen. No, no, no. We can't trust you. We can't depend on you. No, we can't give you a second chance. No, we can't give you a third chance. No. Will I ever overcome this problem? And there's a voice that cries out very loudly to us simply saying, no, you can't overcome the problem. Will my job situation ever improve? There's another voice that simply says, no, it's not going to get any better. Will I get on track finally financially or soon? There's a voice that's simply saying, no, you're not going to get on track. Will I ever find real satisfaction with life? And there's another voice that speaks to you and simply says, no, no, you can't do it. You can't get things on track. Does it seem like your dreams keep getting beaten down and new problems keep just popping up? Problem after problem after problem. If so, you're not alone. In fact, this may help you to identify with these women in our Bible story today. You know, in our society has come a long way in respect to women. But if we took a page out of Jesus' book, that the women in the Bible knew that Jesus had risen before the men. So let's give the women a hand. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Ladies, you didn't know you came to the house of the Lord to be encouraged that you are already in Scripture, that Jesus had informed you through the angel that he had risen before he shared it with man. But these women, they were painfully aware of the limitation of life. The cross had just sent a message to them, and that message was no. They put their hope in the one on the cross. But finally, from their vantage point, the person that was on that cross was all of their hope, all of their peace, all of their assurance. But the message that they received from the cross was that he was dead. And that was no. That was no. That was that everything was going, everything that they desired, every dream had come to an end because of what took place on the cross. If this could happen to him, they had to think, if this could happen to them, what hope was there for them? If it could happen to Jesus, what hope was there for them? They were heading to the tomb to pay their final respect by anointing his body for burial. It's just like in our life. Sometimes we've already been set free, but we don't know that we've been set free. So we're heading to a place with chains on our legs. We're heading to a place with handcuffs on us, not knowing that the handcuffs and the chains have already come off, have already come off. And so if this could happen to Jesus, this could happen to him, what hope was there for them? And so as they headed to that place of to anoint the body of Jesus, they learned very quickly. They learned very quickly that he was not there. The angel says he was not there, but he had risen. He had risen. There's a passage of scripture, just one verse in Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. The Apostle Paul, in his desire to become more like Jesus, he penned these words. He says, "And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that come from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteous that comes from on the basis of faith." And this is what he concluded, people of God, and I trust you can grab a hold to it today. He said that I want to know Christ. Do you want to know Christ this morning? He said, I want to know Christ. He said, yes, to know the power of the resurrection and participate in suffering and become like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. And so, people of God, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, the power of the resurrection is embedded in you. The power of the resurrection is embedded in you. And so what that does to you, what that does to me, that make us one of life's most powerful individuals. Look to your neighbor, to your left and to your right, and let them know that God has given you power. And so if God has empowered you, if God has taken you and placed in you the power, what are we doing with the power? What are we doing with the power? When last you laid your hands on someone and saw them here? What are you doing with the power if it's inside of you? But there's two messages that we want to home in on real quickly here as we look at life without limits. The first part of the message we see here from the angel. When angels are used in scripture, check me out on this. When angels are used in scripture, they operate with accuracy, with great precision. They are never 1 second late. They are always on time. Look at the story here, how the angel knew that Mary, the two Marys, that they were going to show up at the tomb. And so when they arrived, the angel didn't arrive late, but the angel arrived on time. The angel arrived on time and the angel was there waiting for them. And so what we see here, we see this message from an angel letting them know. He says that the one that you are looking for, Jesus, the Nazarene who was crucified, he isn't here. He has risen. He has risen from the dead. That was the message from the angel. And if he had risen from the dead, then from their standpoint, they had to recognize instantly that when it comes down to Jesus Christ, life is without zero limits. There are no limits in Christ. And if you walk away today recognizing that whatever you are designed to receive of God, that there is no limits to him, that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. So life comes to us in Christ without no limits. Paul says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I want to believe that his desire to know Christ and the power of the resurrection was being manifest in his life just in that statement alone. Just in that statement alone. He isn't here, the angel said. He has been risen. The mind probably can't get around this because it isn't all what they expected. They were not expecting to see the supernatural power of God move the rock. They were not expecting the supernatural power of God to raise Jesus from the dead. Their faith at that point had limits on it. But they quickly learned that life in Christ is without limits. Life in Christ is the best thing that you can ever have for yourself. If you're not living for Jesus, you're living beneath the privileges that God has ordained for you to have being part of the human race. If you're not living for Jesus, you're not living at all. It is when you begin to live for Jesus, you tap into a life without no limits. When you look at the resurrection, you have to answer some questions. How do you explain the empty tomb? When there's no one else that we know of in our history to have risen from the grave on the third day, there's no one we know of in scripture that possessed the power to heal and deliver as Jesus did. So the first part was to remind them that he had risen. And for his appearance that many afterwards saw Jesus, his very self. Our very history today is tied into the life of Christ. If you know anything about history, history deals with two parts of time. History deals with the BC, that's before Christ. And the AD is after the death. So it deals with two parts there's two parts of history. And so Jesus, still even this day, that many are puzzled and shocked and amazed of the power of Jesus Christ. And if they're shocked and they're amazed of the power of Jesus Christ, and I've told you already that that same power, if you're a child of God, it resides in you. And if it resides in you and it resides in me, then we are very powerful people in this world. Through our history, when God has wanted to move, he moves through believers like you and me. And so if he moved through believers like you and me, that we have to become so acquainted with the power of God so that we can see great signs and wonders, as the scripture says, great signs and wonders that will follow us. So first we see that many saw him, many saw his appearance. He appeared to many in different settings at different times of the day to meet with different individuals and different groups. There were many that touched him and sat with him and ate him to confirm that he truly had risen. If Jesus didn't rise, how do you explain the amazing change in the disciples? Oh, they changed. They were a bunch of wimps. But when the power of the resurrection came into their life, they became very bold and strong. But how do you explain this? When the majority of the disciples, were crucified, and because they would not change their story, oh, many tried to convince them, oh, he didn't raise from the dead. He was never dead. Oh, many tried to convince him, but they stuck to their story of what they actually experienced and what they actually believed. And no one could break them or change the story about the resurrection. You would think that one of them, if it was not true, that one of them would have finally said, okay, we've been told to deceive the entire population of the world. But not one of those disciples. They could not break not one of those disciples. And finally, if Jesus didn't rise, how do you account for the countless lives that have been changed throughout history, even today? In 1979, it was August the 19th, 1979, where the Lord met me face to face. Amen. Where the Lord met me face to face. And my life has been changing ever since. How do you explain all of that? How do you explain your salvation, your road of Damascus experience, your encounter with God? How do you explain it? Is it something that was just made up? So this news from these women, they encountered the first Easter morning when they step into that empty tomb and learn that he is risen. That they learned for the very first time that if they put their hope, faith, and trust in Jesus, that life has no limits. Life has no limits as to what you can accomplish and achieve in God. These are the first believers who are specifically told to tell others. They're told to tell others about Jesus. The mention of Peter is a tremendous blessing. Remember, Peter had failed Jesus. Notice in the scripture, the writer records that the angel said, especially Peter. It is amazing that the Spirit of God wanted Peter to be clear on it. Because it was Peter that denied Jesus about how many times? 3 times. But the resurrection, it revokes death and sin and failure. It shows God is greater. It's the power or the promise of a new start. With the resurrection, you have an opportunity for a new start. With the resurrection, when you focus and meditate and dwell and operate on the resurrection, the chains on you, it has to come off if you're a child of God. There is no bondage in people that are serving and committed to the power of God. It is the promise of a new start. It proves our past can't limit us or hold us back. People bringing up your past. Well, your past is simply your past. This morning, what the Spirit of the Lord wants you to focus on, not your past, but your future. Your future. Aren't you happy this morning to know that you serve a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords that is not constantly bringing up your past? Amen. Give him a hand this morning. Give him a hand this morning. That you don't have to stare at your past. So the angel concludes a second part. And the second part of the angel's message to these ladies. He says, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. He said, he's left this tomb and he's already in front of you, that he's waiting for you. So he says, Jesus, go ahead of you. His promises are true. Isn't it great to know that Jesus can go ahead of you? Isn't it great to know that when you arrive, Jesus has already been there? Isn't it great to know that the presence of God is with you and guiding you and directing you in all your ways? Jesus goes ahead of you. His promises are true. The second part of the angel's message is the implication or response implied that we must trust him. Amen. We must trust him. Trust him, he said, and he will come back from death as he did. He told his disciples, he said, I must leave, but I'm going to come back. But they could not fathom it because they were still living a life with limits instead of a life without limits. He said, I'm coming back. Wait on me. I'm coming back. And so if he can do that, he can keep all of his promises as well. He said that he will be with you. He said that he will never abandon you. That he will forgive you of your sins. He will restore you to God. He will restore purpose and meaning to your life. And he'll give you joy unspeakable. He'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. That he has come, people of God, to take the limits off. He has come to allow you to live a life without limits, a life without limits. He gives you the power to live a new life. He proves himself faithful. He keeps his promise. So what we must do, people of God, we must trust in him. He's risen, so go tell others. He's going ahead of you, so keep his promise, so trust. And so as we see these women running off in silence, we must ask ourselves, will we too be silent? Will you be silent when you witness one of the greatest miracles ever known to mankind? You know, even this very day, the greatest miracle that you and I could ever experience is when salvation comes to you. And if salvation has come to you, and perhaps it will come to someone today. If salvation has already come to you, you have already experienced one of life's greatest miracles. Amen. One of life's greatest miracles. The resurrection transformed a hopeless end into an endless hope. And this is why we're so excited about the resurrection, because Jesus rose from the dead. We can trust him as our savior. The resurrection shows that our faith does not depend on our own inadequacies. It depends on the power of God, the power of God. The disciples, they fail repeatedly, yet the gospel goes forward by God's power, not by our successes. Failure is not an end because of the resurrection. Failure is not an end. We don't need to get caught up in it, because it's not an end, people of God. It's not an end. I stopped by today to tell you that whatever situation is before you today, that the God of resurrection, that he's able to strengthen those who are tempted, that he's able to save those who draw near to God through him, that he's able to keep you, according to Jude, he's able to keep you from falling and present you to the Lord, that he's able to subdue all things unto himself. He's able to keep that which I committed unto him. Our Lord is able to do it exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. When our lives feel like no, when we have messages of no, no, you can't do that, you can't accomplish that, you won't be nothing, no, 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 we need to change it to God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. The limits are lifted, people of God. If you embrace Jesus as Lord and Savior, the limits have come off. The chains have come off. The handcuffs have come off. That your life has no limitations when you embrace Jesus as the Lord of your life. And even his disciples had to come to that same conclusion. He was more than they could ever think of. They couldn't think of him as that once his life came to an end, they thought it was over. But there is no limits in him. There is no limits in him. And he wants the very best for each one of us. And he wants each of us to experience the power of the resurrection. You need to experience the power of the resurrection. You need to recognize that God has a plan. God has a purpose for you, but it's all tied in to the power of the resurrection. You see, if you're boxed up in a situation and your back is against the wall, you just need to embrace the power of the resurrection. There's no limits on you. There's no limits on you. Tomorrow or today, when someone tells you what you can't accomplish, what you can't do, you need to tell them, God is able. My God is able. My God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. Some of you are dealing with some challenges today, and you need to invoke God into your vocabulary. But first and foremost, the most important thing we need to settle today is, do we have a personal relationship with Jesus? Because once you invite him into your life, then you can truly say, my God is able. Once you have invited him into your life, then you can truly say that life now for me is without limits. The only reason why life can be without limits is because of who is within you. Amen. Who is within you? The Bible says that greater is he that is within you than he that's within the world. You say, well, Pastor, I'm digging it all. I'm digging it all. I'm hearing it all. I'm taking it all in. But what must I do? What must I do that I can experience this life with no limits? I'm glad you asked the question. The Bible tells us that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's right. It's just like that. It's just like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's just like that. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. That if thou shalt confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God had raised him from the dead, it pronounces salvation on you. And by doing so, that you have activated a life with no limits. Activated a life with no limits, that you will be able to walk through life recognizing and knowing very confidently that with God, all things are possible. That whatever situation is before you here today, he can move that mountain. Whatever situation is before you today, he can move the rock that man cannot enter, that man cannot accomplish. It's been said that rock that somewhere rolled downhill to cover the tomb, that it would have taken countless number of individuals to move that rock up the hill in order to get inside of the tomb. But that same power that it took to move that mountain is the power that God has. It's the power that God has entrusted in the people of God if we call upon the name of the Lord and we'll be saved. Life without limits is a life available not just to people that have never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but even believers today. There are believers today that doubt about chains being taken off of them and loose from them. And if it's in your mind that they're still there, they're still there. It's like a person on death row that have lived the majority of their life in chains, and finally they're free. They're accustomed to being blocked in. They're accustomed to walking because chains are on their feet. They're accustomed to having handcuffs on them, how they move. They've been conditioned like that. And the people of God today, that there are so many of us, Although we've embraced him, but we've not recognized the power that became available to us because Jesus rose from the grave. I don't know about you, but I want to live a life without limits. I wonder this morning if there's 1, 2, 3 in here that want that same life. I wonder this morning if you came to the house of the Lord just expecting another Easter sermon, or did you come to the house of the Lord to be truly empowered and set free in the name of Jesus? The Bible tells us that when Jesus finally met with the disciples, the Bible says he breathed over them. He breathed over them and he said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And they left the presence of God so charged up and so empowered. Oh, can you imagine what South Florida will look like when we get out of here today being charged up and being empowered because we learned about the resurrection? We learned that there is no limits on us. Somebody need to speak to the enemy right now and tell him, I command you in the name of Jesus, take the limits off. Take the limits off in the name of Jesus. That I'm not going to go around acting like I'm part of a chain game, but I've been set free by the power of the resurrection. And the power of the resurrection dwell in me. And because of the power of the resurrection, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Life is yours in Christ without no limits. But you have to embrace it. You have to accept it. You have to want it. You have to want more of God. You cannot allow your life no longer to rest on an Easter Sunday sermon. There is more. He wants to do more. And he is waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. You know, there is one thing to have a car that has a large engine in it, but you never step on it every now and then. My brother had a Mustang 5.0, and it was fast. Now, at the service, you can ask him how many tickets he got. It was fast. Now, you don't buy a high-performance vehicle to go around town. I'm sorry to say this, but to go around town adhering to the speed limit. No, you purchase that car because of what is under the hood. And I want you to know, when you embrace Jesus, you embrace him because, you know, by embracing him, you know what is under the hood. And what is under the hood is power, power, power that can raise the dead, power that can speak to mountains, power that can cause things to come into existence as a result of the very words that flow off or flow out of your mouth. The Bible says, just as Christ was risen from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live a new life in Christ. The disciples, Christians, they were Christians, but they didn't recognize that they were living a life without limits. They didn't recognize it. The unchristians have seen we as Christians and how we act and how we behave on this earth. But can you imagine what testimony it will be for us and for Christ when we walk away from here living a life without limits? That every time the enemy tries to tie us down, we reflect on the power of the resurrection. We just like someone driving a high performance vehicle. When a car comes and it look like it's faster than your car, you step on it and you pull off. Why? Because you got more power. And people of God, you have more power. Experience and embrace a life with no limits. Amen. Embrace a life with no limits. And you have an opportunity today, Christian, non-Christian, you have an opportunity today. This opportunity has been afforded to you today to embrace that life. Embrace that life and live it all the days of your life. I want you to bow your head with me just for a few minutes, just for a few minutes. All over this place, just for a few minutes, a time of meditating, a time of reflecting on Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord. The Bible says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, he's going to save you. And if you can never, ever recall doing so, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. No one looking around, just sit still and allow the words of God and his spirit to permeate your heart. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. You've never ever accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord. Lord Jesus, today, here I am on Resurrection Sunday. And I recognize that I need more than what life has dished out to me. And so because of that, Lord Jesus, I want to know you and the power of your resurrection. So I today accept you and invite you into my heart as my Savior and Lord. If you said that for the very first time, that you have joined a family of believers that recognize that there is no limits. There is no limits in Jesus. There is nothing impossible for him. And as we continue to pray to the believers here, those of you that have accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, but you too are similar to that of the disciples that were not convinced that they had embraced a life of no limits. And so they ran and hid. They was afraid of their life, that their life would be taken. But when the angel appeared to remind them that he is not here, for he is risen just as he said. And so you find yourself here today, living a life of bondage, living a life that's yet to be set free. But we stop by here today to encourage you to let the chains fall off. Let the chains fall off. To walk in liberty, walk recognizing that there is no limits in him, that life has no limits in Christ. Embrace the power right now, the resurrection. Embrace the power of the resurrection and accept him into your heart. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I'm grateful for my salvation. But Lord God, I too find it difficult at times to trust you. But I recognize this morning that life without limits is a life that's found in you. And Lord God, today I want that life in you. That life without limits, that life of liberty, that life of freedom, that life of no condemnation. I want it right now in the name of Jesus. All over this place, all over this place. Just meditate right now. Just meditate right now. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Been praying for you all week long, but I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, to some we have introduced them to you as Savior and Lord. And to some, Lord God, that's been introduced to you, but Lord God, they've never knew you as a Lord without limits. They've never knew you as being one that has no limits. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the power, Lord God, that you've given me, I pray right now, Lord God, that the power of the resurrection right now be released over this place right now in the name of Jesus. Hold your hand up. Hold your hand up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray right now that your power, Lord God, your power to empower your people, your power, Lord God, to set your people free, your power, Lord God, to cause us to believe in the supernatural, God, your power, Lord God, that is needed to help the people of God to walk by faith, the power, Lord God, to help the individuals to believe that you can heal, you can deliver, you can set free, you can make a way out of no way, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord God, release your power right now in the name of Jesus. Empower them, empower them, empower with the power of the resurrection. Save someone today in the name of Jesus. Set someone free today in the name of Jesus. Move, Holy Ghost of God, right now. Move, Holy Ghost of God, right now. Just hold your hands up. Offer the presence of God into your life. Hold your hands up. Offer your life as a vessel that the power of God can flow in you. The Apostle Paul said that I might know him and the power of the resurrection. Allow his power to come in you right now. Right now, he's charging up the church. He's charging up the people of God right now. Right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, life without limits has been made available to you today. It's yours right now. It's yours right now. Embrace the power of the resurrection. Embrace the power of the resurrection and allow your life to never, ever, never, ever be the same again. Allow your life to be transformed and changed before your eyes. Receive it right now. All over this place, all over this place, all over this place. Receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. Would you stand to your feet right now? Would you stand to your feet right now? Would you stand to your feet right now, all over this place, all over this place? Maybe you just accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You just accepted him for the very first time and invited him into your heart, invited him into your life. I want you to do me a very special favor right now. You just accepted him as your Savior and Lord. I want to encourage you to come to the house. Come right up to the altar right now, right where you are, right where you are. You invited him in. You said the prayer. Now I want you to step out right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I truly believe once one person take a step, there are others to follow you. There's others to follow you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's waiting on you. Would you come right now? Would you come right now? Would you come right now? The power of God has been released in you. Don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. Maybe you need to grab the person next to you and say, would you come with me? Would you come with me? Would you come with me? All over this place, all over this place. Look at God, look at God, look at God. All over this place, all over this place. Don't let this moment pass you by right now, all over this place. Would you come, would you come, would you come, would you come, would you come? Several have come. How about you? How about you? How about you, my brother, my sister? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Life without limits found in Jesus Christ. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out. You'll never ever hear this message again. This may be the last time you even hear the voice of this pastor, but you need to come right now. You need to come right now. Several have come. How about you? How about you? How about you, mom, dad? How about you, son, daughter? Maybe there's a husband in here who needs to simply take his wife by the hand. Would you come right now? 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 Hallelujah. 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 All over this place. All over this place. You want to experience something much greater, something much more powerful than you've ever experienced before. It's found in Jesus. It's found in Jesus. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? We're not going to tarry. We're not going to tarry. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your time. Your very life been waiting on this very service right now in the name of Jesus. They'll let you by. They'll let you by. They'll let you by. Would you come? 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 Minister North, would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Will you come when you come? Would you come? It's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over, people of God. Will you let this moment slip past you? This is the very time. Your very soul have waited on this day. This day. This is your beginning. Your time of reckoning is here. Would you come all over this place? Hallelujah. All over this place. Hallelujah. All over this place right now. Let the Lord move. Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord have his will. Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord have his will. Hallelujah. 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 Let the Lord have his will. Let the Lord have his will and his way in your life. Oh, souls have been saved. Lives have been changed. But the same thing can happen to each one of you. Let it happen right now, all over this place. Let it happen right now. Some of you in need of a miracle. You're in need of salvation. You're in need of healing and breakthroughs. It's available to you right now. The power of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection, the power of the resurrection is here. It's here. It's here. All for your asking, all for your wanting is here right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All over this place, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Just hold your hand up real quickly. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I speak, Lord God, into every heart here, Lord God, with your very permission, Lord God, reminding them that you love them, that you gave your only begotten Son. But Lord God, that it doesn't stop with the resurrection, that the resurrection is just the beginning. And Lord God, I pray for everyone in here, Lord God, that each one of them recognize that there's no limits in Jesus. There's no limits in Jesus. He says, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these other things. He said, I'll give to you. No limits, no limits all over this place. No limits, no limits. Can you speak no limits right now? No limits, no limits in the name of Jesus. Because of the resurrection, there is no limits on you. Again, maybe there's a husband, maybe there's a wife in here that simply need to grab each other's hands and say, we're going to make it right. We're going to make it right one final time in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're almost finished. Your moment is about to come to an end. The Bible says the Spirit of God will not always strive with man, but is here right now. Let it move. Let it move. Let it move on you. Let it move on you. Let it move on you in the name of Jesus. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, so many have come. So many have tapped into the power of God. Don't deceive yourself. Don't miss out right now. Allow God to move in you. Allow God to have his way in you. Allow God to do greater things in you today. Greater things in you today. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We magnify. Oh, Lord God, have your perfect will in your way. Have your perfect will in your way. Those of you that are sitting in the seats, want you to go ahead and have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Just continue to meditate. Continue to meditate. Those that are still at the altar, stay. Remain at the altar. 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 Listen to the pastor real carefully. Real carefully. Those of you up here at the altar. Those of you at the altar here today. If you've invited Jesus into your life and you've accepted him today as your Savior and Lord, I want you to remain. I want you to remain at the altar. I want you to remain at the altar. If you've accepted him some time ago, and just came up as a confirmation of what God is doing, you can have your seat. But if you've never accepted him before and you did so today, I want you to remain at the altar. Remain at the altar at this time. Hallelujah. Let's give the Spirit of the Lord a hand. Let's give the Spirit of the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. 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 Those that accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, I want you to remain. Remain right up here at the altar. Remain right up here at the altar. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for being with us here today. Your name is? Justin Henderson. Justin, God bless you. You've invited Jesus into your heart today. Amen. 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 We thank God. We thank God for you. And we want to work with you and make you mighty, strong, and bold in him. Because today God has released you. He's taken the limits off of you. There have been things that have been holding you back. Now you've been empowered. You've been empowered to say no to the enemy and yes to God. And we're going to pray. We want to pray and seal that covenant that you just made with Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Church, I want you to stretch forth your hands in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I join my faith with my dear brother's faith, Lord God, as believers in you, Lord God. Father God, I pray right now, Lord God, that he be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that the best is yet to come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Right now, we pray that your power would empower him in the name of Jesus. Do a mighty work. Do a mighty work in his life, Lord God. Fill him, Lord God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. We release your spirit in him right now in the name of Jesus. 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 We pray. Amen. And amen. 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 My brother, I want you to go with Pastor Norris and want you to make sure he get all of your information so we can continue to communicate with you and encourage you in the Lord. Would you do that? Would you do that for us? Amen. Pastor, would you take him and get all of his information? Sis, your name is?
Angelique Guerrier.
Okay. God bless you, mommy. Someone invited you with us today. Someone invited you today. Yes. Wendy. Huh? Amen. Wendy. Okay. Wendy. Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for Wendy. Wendy's here. Is Wendy here? Huh? Wendy's here. Amen, amen, amen. Well, you invited Jesus into your life. He's always been in your life. You just came as just a confirmation to support your son. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to pray for you. Can we pray for you? Amen, amen. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we've already, Lord God, anointed our dear sister, Lord God. We pray your blessings upon her life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her being a caring and a compassionate mother that have brought her son to Jesus. And Lord God, we pray that you will move in her life. You'll do great things in her life, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the excitement that we sense in her witnessing what you've done for her very son. So bless her, Lord God, and keep her in your watchful care, for in Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God. Let's give the Lord a hand. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for his mighty works. His mighty works. His mighty works. Jesus said that we'll do greater things than what he's done. Jesus said, and it was confirmed through David, that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand one more time. One more time. Hallelujah. 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 We have a special presentation. We have a special presentation for you. But before then, we're going to have our ushers. They would come up. They would come forth at this time. Our ushers, if they would come forth at this time in the name of Jesus. Our ushers, come forth at this time. We thank God for blessing us. And we're asking today that everyone will consider participating in this time of giving. Amen. Participate in this time of giving, because the Bible is quite clear that God loves a cheerful giver. Look down your aisle. If there's someone on your aisle that does not have an offering, we want to encourage you to give them an offering. Give them a dollar. Give them $5. Give them $10. God will give it back to you. Amen? Amen. Look down your aisle. Make sure everybody, this is Easter Sunday, people of God. Let's make a statement of giving. A statement of giving, because the Bible says, give and you share what? Receive. Amen. Amen. Want you to hold your offering up in the air right now. Hold your offering up in the air right now. Everybody, participate in it as we speak blessings over every single life. Blessings over every single life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the offering, Lord God, that we hold in our hands right now, Lord God, we give it to you, Lord God. We place it in your nail-scarred hand. We pray, Lord God, that it be used for the advancement of your kingdom, that women, men, boys, and girls will have a great opportunity to accept you as Savior and Lord, as Savior and Lord. So this time we want everyone, we're going to have the ushers pass the baskets. The ushers go forth with the baskets. We're going to ask that everybody participate in it. Come on, give me God is able, God is able, God is able. Real quickly. Come on, people of God. What a blessing it is. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running all over. The Bible tells us to excel in our giving. To excel in our giving. That God says, bring the tithe into the storehouse, that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing more than what we can bear here on earth. Those that are participating in our Simple Blessing Project, you're welcome to bring your coins and nail it to the cross. All Simple Blessings. Go ahead and nail it to the cross. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you come? All our civil blessings. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say hallelujah? Is he able? I say, is he able? He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Don't want anyone to leave the house of the Lord discouraged in knowing that there is no limits. And there is no limits because of the resurrection. There is no limits because of what God has done for me, what God has done for you. The chains have been taken off. The handcuffs have come off of you. Now, you can stand, you can dance, you can be used by God in great and mighty ways, because our Lord and our God is able. He's able. I want you to declare that over your life, whatever is before you today, declare, he's able. He's able all over this place. Someone need to say, he's able. Someone need to shout, he's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Oh, how we bless his name. Oh, how we magnify his name. We release joy over your life right now in the name of Jesus. We release peace over your life right now in the name of Jesus. We break every stronghold. We break every tie that lines up with the enemy right now. And we set you free in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 As we prepare for our presentation, we prepare for our presentation now. Are we ready? Are we ready? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let the church say, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We honor the Lord. We bless his name.
Good afternoon, church. Good afternoon, church. We're happy to celebrate Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. If I can get all of my cast members to get fairly close to the stage, we will need your participation during this presentation. You guys are not in a sanctuary. Right now, you guys are in a courtroom. And I have two attorneys that are trying to figure out just who killed Jesus. So as participants in this court, you guys, along with myself, are the jury. So anytime you hear the clerk or the judge address the jury, then you're going to wait for me to tell you what to do. Usually the jury needs to stand up at some point when they say all rise. So you'll see me come down the aisle and I'll do like this. And then I want you to stand. So we need a little bit of your participation as we present to you. Give my cast members some love. Guys, we got some microphones here. All right, we're going to go ahead.
Golgotha. Good evening. You are watching Channel TWFC. I am Sarai Alabaster, reporting to you from Jerusalem City Hall, where we are bringing you live coverage of the trial, a long-anticipated trial where we can finally get to the bottom of just who killed Jesus the Christ. Many of you may remember that brutal slaying of the supposed King of the Jews, the one who arrived here in Jerusalem some 2 months ago, leaving many to wonder just who could have been responsible for such a crime, a man who was loved by many. I'm told the judge is entering the courtroom. We are going to cut now to give you live coverage of this trial. All rise.
Department Infinity of the Superior Court of Jerusalem is now in session. Judge David Cohen presiding. Please be seated.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Calling the case of the people of the state of Heavenly County versus every man. Are both sides ready?
Ready for the people, Your Honor. Ready for the defense, Your Honor.
Will the clerk please swear in the jury?
Will the jury please stand and raise your right hand? Thank you. Do each of you swear that you will fairly try this case before the court and that you will return a true verdict according to the evidence and the instruction of the court, so help you God? Please say, I do.
May be seated. Your Honor,